From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A senior Chinese military official today rejected U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter's assertion made the previous day that Beijing's faces self-isolation if it continues with provocative behavior in the South China Sea. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says a Chinese air defense zone in the South China Sea would be a destabilizing act. Beijing claims virtually all of the sea. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton will be among those who will deliver eulogies at the funeral of boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died late Friday at age 74 from complications of Parkinson's disease. Residents of Louisville, his hometown, came out to the Ali Center to sign a book of condolences. Hamza Shah was among them.
As a Muslim, I think it's definitely important for us that we have such a person in the respected world of that's known to everybody, that gives us a good image. With the stuff going on these days, most of the time you see in the media, there's a bad image of Muslims. The one person that we can definitely get a good image of was Muhammad Ali, and he portrayed what the real Islam is.
Ali, who was born Cassius Clay in 1942, became a Muslim early in his career, in which he won 3 heavyweight boxing titles. World Health Organization studying how great a health risk would be posed by going ahead with the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro is scheduled despite concerns about the effect of the Zika virus on either athletes or spectators. And Niger says hundreds of Boko Haram extremists attacked a military outpost, killing at least 32, wounding nearly 70 others. This is VOA News. The Syrian army continuing to move into the northern province of Raqqa, home to the de facto capital of the Islamic State militants fighting in Syria and northern neighboring Iraq. Army first pushed into Raqqa on Saturday. Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian troops have reached the administrative border of Raqqa, backed by Russian airstrikes. Russia's Deputy Defense Minister Anatoly Antonov today said Russia and the U.S. could have worked better together to find a resolution to the conflicts in Syria.
The agreement on the cessation of hostilities in Syria was put into effect by Russia-United States joint statement of 22nd February 2016. However, Russia and the United States could have done more to settle the situation in Syria, and there is scope to do more in combating international terrorism in other regions. There are many areas where we could undertake joint efforts, yet our proposals on cooperation remain unanswered.
Antonov spoke at the security summit known as the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. Thousands attended a candlelight vigil in Hong Kong on the 27th anniversary of the 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrations in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Albert Ho is chairman of the Hong Kong Alliance.
The long-term goal, of course, is to seek an end to one-party dictatorship in China, and we want democracy to be put in place in China.
On June the 4th, 1989, China sent in tanks to break up demonstrations. Beijing has never released a death toll, but estimates from human rights groups and witnesses range from several hundred to several thousand. Rain-swollen River Seine in Paris has begun to recede after reaching its highest level in 3 decades, easing fears after flooding sent the Louvre and other riverside museums scrambling to protect their treasures. Across Europe, 18 people have been killed in floods that trapped people in their homes, felled trees and power lines, cut off roads and rail lines, and forced rescuers to navigate swamped streets in lifeboats. Thousands of agnostics, humanists, freethinkers, and atheists gathered at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. Saturday for a day of reasoning. Organizers said the so-called Reason Rally 2016 aims to show lawmakers that non-religious believers are a community of voters worth being counted in the upcoming November presidential election. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com or at our mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.